We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queedy Cast with Larry Queedy Dye. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host. Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Queedy Cast. The name is Larry, and it is such an absolute pleasure to be here with you. Such a fascinating, I have no good reason. I almost came back in December and decided not to, just take some time off. Well, came back in January. I decided to take another extended break. So I've not actually any good reason why I hadn't come back. I mean, the last time I talked to you, the president of Zimbabwe was Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Yeah, it was during that time, and there was fake news about Mnangagwa, this or the other. And then my house got burgled during that time. You know the time when we had the march thing? Yeah, that day of the march. So I left my house in the morning because I wanted to go check out the march and, record what was happening. Yeah, you know how it is, excitable and everything. In fact, let me take you to how fun it was. So dramatic the day that the army came onto the streets. And essentially, I was at home watching television and, everybody's talking about ZBC not being online. But, it was online, but they're playing music and that sort of thing, and everybody's like, oh no, this is what ZBC normally does. I'm like, no, ZBC doesn't play so much music in a row. Then I talked to my friend who works at ZBC, and she said, oh, this stuff that had happened, the army had come over. And while I was sitting at home watching football, right, the army drove past my house. I ran out. I didn't know. I just felt there was this sound, whatever, it was the sound of the army going past, and being the eager beaver, I just ran out, my phone, and this army guy is right there, right, and he's giving me this look like, this isn't about you, but if you want to make it about you, it can be about you. So I decided I didn't want it to be about me, ran back, promptly back into the house, went on Twitter, said I saw a tank going past my house. So yeah, a couple of days later, there was the march, and on my way back home, somebody smashed into my house, stolen most of my equipment, a couple of my laptops and so forth. And so, yeah, I went in a bit of a weird space, if you want to call it that. And there, back we are. And during that time, I decided to also go and spend some time back home in Bulawayo and actually slept in a hotel. Shout out to Bigichu Noperekwe, who so kindly provided me with accommodation in Bulawayo. So shout out to him at Cecil Hotel. And then afterwards went all the way to, what's the name of this place? Oh, no, yeah, I was still in Bulawayo. And my sister got married. Of course, the question's about me now. And, yeah, we're not going to have that conversation. So there have been loads of things that have happened. And going forward, I've been working with a couple of people. I'm going to come up with a couple of podcasts. Like, that morning podcast. They're starting the second week of February. Yeah, not next week, but the week afterwards. They're like the second full week of February, starting a morning podcast. I don't know how many I'm going to do per week. Trying to look at about 3 podcasts in the morning week. So I wake up in the morning and listen to Larry. So it's like a breakfast thing. And other people work in other people's podcasts and so forth. The radio gig is still on, saying doing a lot more primetime work at the moment. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, and the Queedy Cast came forward. It's still going to be back. It's still going to be crazy. I'm still going to be giving my views and opinions. It's going to be get you to share more and more of your views and opinions and that sort of thing going forward. In the second segment, I'm going to go through the stories that made the news in the last week. And then, of course, in the final segment, the relationship segment gets back. It's a great thing that came out. It says how to behave around an older woman, just generally how to behave. It's Larry, you're listening to the Queedy Cast.
You can listen to the Quiddicast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to the Quiddicast with Larry Quiddidai. It's not fearless, just real talk.
A big shout out to Bonnie Chimanikire, the woman who's doing the voice there, and she's going to do some cool things. She's incredible, amazing voice. So you want to, just in case, get in touch with me if you want to get her to do some of her voice work and so forth. She's incredible, amazing work. Shout out to you, Bonnie Chimanikire. Anyway, just to tell you about some of the things that made the news in the past week. Biggest news story for me is the Single African Air Transport Market, or SAATM, which was signed by 23 countries to allow free access to airports. Now, what's happened so far is that it's been expensive for Africans to visit other Africans. It was cheaper for you to go to Dubai, for example. But these 23 countries, Benin, Botswana, Burkina Faso, Cape Verde, Republic of Congo, Ivory Coast, Egypt, Ethiopia, Gabon, Ghana, Guinea, Kenya, Liberia, Mali, Mozambique, Niger, Nigeria, Rwanda, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Swaziland, Togo, and Zimbabwe are the first signatories to this, which makes it allows free access to airports. Now, the important thing is somebody's like, oh, people like Zambia and so forth are missing from this, Namibia and so forth. Well, the busiest airports, Cape Town, Johannesburg, Nairobi, for example, and Lagos, are on this list. So it is kind of significant as a deal. So hopefully, you know, this is going to mean more direct air connections. They've got less punitive airfares. So Africans visiting Africans. That's been a big thing for me. What else has happened this past week? Sulumane Chimbete, remember him, the singer? Yeah. He's been convicted of, you know, owing money for maintenance and so forth. Now, he's been having trouble with his estranged wife or ex-wife. Or I don't know. I don't know what the status of that situation is. So the courts have decided that he's got to pay money, $4,400, or else go to jail. It's that simple. And to Sulu, I just like, you know, you're a nice guy. Come on, just do the thing. Just do the damn thing. I know that there's arguments that are happening across, you know, different spaces. You see, sometimes women are cruel and so forth. But at the end of the day, just do the damn thing, take care of your kids, really. Carl Jashengwebe the other day, comedian Carl Jashengwebe, decided to inbox the president of Zimbabwe. Now, the president of Zimbabwe, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is now on Twitter and on Facebook. And Carl Jashengwebe, I don't know if people think it's grandstanding. Some people are having problems. I know there's a certain comedian who said, yeah, took issue with the fact that Carl said, you know, he's a leader of the comedy sector and so forth. I don't know, whatever the case may be. And some people may be thinking this is some sort of joke, but it's all fun and games until the president responds. Then what are you going to say? It's not going to look so silly. It is what it is. Sad news, cholera is in Zimbabwe. I had the chief epidemiologist, director, and, you know, the person, disease control woman, Dr. Portia Mananga-Nzira, on radio the other week on ZFM Stereo. And she told us about this stuff that's happening. And I think what's critical is she said a lot of the work in as far as health, the issues of this nature need to be taken controlled of by the average person. And I don't think we do enough to make sure we don't spread diseases to each other. And I get that because, you know, some people talk about the vendor situation and the government coming out and saying, I'm going to take the vendors off the street. But the vendor situation is complex. I've been speaking to vendors and some of them, you know, are educated people and so forth, but they don't have options. So until the government wakes up and says and gives people viable options, I don't think it's a clever idea to go out and say, okay, get off the streets. We're also going to get people with arm boots and so forth. You just alienate yourself from the people and just look a bit silly. And finally, Big Brother Niger is back. Yes, 20 contestants. It's the third edition of Big Brother Niger. I just feel like we're not going to have Big Brother Africa, are we? It's just not going to happen, is it? I mean, it's just so weird. Maybe these borders getting closer and so forth, maybe it matches up. I don't know. But I think it's a bit sad if you're not having it. I just really do think it's a bit sad. It's Larry, you listen to the Quiddicast. Uh, And in the relationship segment, the final segment of the show, of course, as always, I've been going out in the last couple of months and really, and you know, picking up habits, seeing what people are doing. And I decided I want to talk about how people behave around each other. And I know I've tackled cougars and so forth to a certain extent, but I want to talk about certain manners you need to have, mannerisms, and things you just need to be mindful of when it comes to dealing with somebody who is an older woman, an older chick. And, you know, there was a say, women are creatures from another planet, to be honest. It's just, you know, we kind of have to hook up with them because, well, you just have a preference for women, okay? It's just a thing. And let's face it, continually self-loving yourself or having sex with your hand isn't quite as satisfying as the touch of a woman. So we pretty much push my stack. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things. Okay, first and foremost, fake machismo is ridiculous. And many young people make this very patently stupid mistake. They try to seem more solid and more experienced than they really are. Sometimes it comes across as completely absurd, to be honest. You know, it's just don't. Are you seriously trying to act like she knows? She's just seeing your type. So stop playing the macho man. She knows what she's looking at. She knows you're young. She has no expectations that you should act like a billionaire and stuff like that. Be yourself. This is what exactly she needs from you. And then secondly, learn to listen and hear. Now, the people don't get it. So remember that during sex, an older woman, for example, wants to have fun, right? She does not perceive sex as a possibility to self-admiration. If she has experienced an orgasm, you'll certainly know about it, and not from her words, but from her body language. Now, this happens less often with younger girls. They need to discuss the quality of your and her orgasms, for example. They like to exaggerate the number that they've had, and also how skillfully they were at some point. So you've got to be that open. But other women are not interested in this weird stuff. If she tells you that teasing her nipples is not something that she's into because she's had it loads of times, right? Just stop doing it. Be a good boy. Listen to her bits of advice and try to keep your mouth shut if you're not sure that what you have to say is something smart. As I always say, just keep quiet. Do not plan her day off. That's the worst thing. She likes, you know, she wants to do whatever she wants to. Just control of her life. And it just says to you, okay, come up with a plan. Don't be sitting there and acting like, you know, you want to tell her that, you know, let's go and eat burgers and pizza and watch wrestling. And, you know, unless that's a thing, by the way. I don't know. I don't know. Should adult woman, a regular adult woman, you know, don't be trying to say to her at some point, let's go smoke weed. So, you know, plan your free time together. If you're going to plan free time, and she doesn't care about your friends. She doesn't really want to know your friends, at least right at the beginning. All she wants to be from you is pretty much good sex, really. Some young people perceive this attitude with resentment when you think about it. Like, oh, you know, I want you to come into my circle, and maybe I want to show off that I'm hooking up with an older woman. Look, that's it. She began to look at the young guys at the moment. She realized that her husband, having long overstepped his maturity, she's been married before and or maybe passed away and so forth, no longer arouses her sexual desire. Now, sex is what unites you. It's not like you've got this great, amazing personality that she hasn't ever met in her life, unless you're like one of these people that, you know, once in a lifetime. But then once in a lifetime could be a serial killer. So I don't know. It could be so weird. Do not be upset that you're not a millionaire. So if you can't afford certain things, don't act like you can. If you're dating a really good woman, for example, she'll teach you how to deal with your finances. And you yourself will not notice how you'll become more serious and more experienced man who knows how to earn and save money. So there's your opportunity to learn. If she's kind of like getting with it. And then be careful with sex. I know we've talked about it. Now looking at it, older ladies have long passed the age when any lost opportunity to have sex is perceived as a crime against one's own personality. You're just like, okay, this is terrible. I had an opportunity. What am I going to do in my dear life? For them, it's like, it's an exquisite delicacy. It's not one of those mundane things I do in life. Older women no longer have the strength to withstand your sexual cavalry raids until she's like, unless she's like a nymph. Okay, I don't know, but she needs it. Dating an older girl means showing some patience, respect, okay, for the moments. And finally, never lose self-control. Don't be one of those it's going to be. And don't swear. It's not a good look. You know, it's just what it is. It's just don't be one of those people that catches feelings, especially if you're like old enough to have teenagers. Don't be one of them. She's got stuff to do. If you learn to take sarcasm, for example, it'll make you feel better. She's one of those people that's nailed sarcasm. An excessive demonstration of emotions can ruin your relationship. And also most importantly, be discreet. Don't be one of those people that's going to go around and be all mouthy and so forth, and don't act up in public. Just don't. It's just weird. Even by yourself, just don't do it. It's weird. And that's it for this week's episode of The Queerie Cast. Get in touch with me, get in touch with me on my email, larry@3-mob.com. The Queerie Cast is brought to you by Three Men on a Boat, insofar as the publishing company is concerned. Also, I'm going to play Bonnie's thing again right at the end. You can find out how you can get a copy of The Queerie Cast every single week. And also, make sure to catch me on ZFM Stereo every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday and Wednesday on a show called The Platform, and between 7:30 and 8:30. And on Wednesday, between 8:30 and 9 p.m. on what is called the Health Matters. Yeah, oh, that's about it. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. And I also want to say a Happy New Year. I know I hadn't said it this year, so be good, kind to yourself this year. It's 2017. It's alive with possibilities, but it's also easy to screw up. So don't do that. Just do nice things to yourself. Yeah, and that's my parting word for today. Peace. I'm out of here. And as I say where I come from, I see you, Mr. Sebenza. It's been Larry. It's been The Queerie Cast. Take care of yourself.
Online. You can listen to The Queerie Cast for free on iTunes or Iono FM. And don't forget to subscribe to The Queerie Cast with Larry Queerie Rai. It's not fearless, just real talk.